Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
A little bit earlier, I mentioned this whole concept of emojis and WhatsApps may be saving your marriage. So the Daily Mail is reporting, want to save your marriage? Just use WhatsApp to hash it out digitally. Scientists say that written correspondence gives spouses time to process their other half's point of view, while emojis help them to express their feelings. I hear it, but it makes me, I don't know if I'm buying it. Paula Quincy is a relationships expert. She's the author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No. Good morning to you. How are you?
Hi, Howard. Morning to you and the listeners.
So I'm a bit conflicted when, I've been saying that a lot today, when reading this article. Is WhatsApp the way to have these arguments?
So I have to agree with you. I think there are pros and cons to using WhatsApp, depending on your own conflict management style. So we generally have two kinds of conflict management styles, a minimizer, which is a person that avoids conflict, and a maximizer, which is a person that can come across as aggressive and attacking and criticizing and fault-finding. And so it depends on your conflict management style.
Right, but that over the top person's always the other part of the argument, isn't it? Because none of us think of ourselves as that person.
No, definitely not. When we're in a reactive, defensive state, all we're doing is we're in survival mode and we go into fight, flee, or freeze mode. And we just, it's about survival and getting away from the threat or the danger. In other words, the conflict that's happening.
Otherwise known as men, because I think we I think we do that. Okay, whatever you say, you're right. Okay, just please let this go away. Let this discussion end. So maybe from that point of view, there is a place to hash something out on a WhatsApp conversation.
So I think the pros are that, yes, it can help you to be less reactive. It can give you time to process what is being shared with you by your partner and to think it through instead of just being reactive and defensive. And it can help you regulate your emotions and be able to see things from your partner's perspective and then work your way through to resolving the issue or the situation.
Yeah. Does it allow you, though, to get to the real issues and go properly deeper? Or does it, you know, because of the limited ability to type and to write this whole thing out and express yourself in words, in writing, surely it's got to be limiting in some senses?
Well, it can be, and this is on the con side of it, where, you know, sometimes the message can get lost in translation because we can assume a certain tone of voice or a meaning or an innuendo that may not necessarily have been there, you know, because we don't really know what the person was thinking. We're just reading what their words are, and they may have meant to say something, but the way it came across didn't necessarily land the way it was meant to come across. So whether you're writing your message, typing it out, or whether you're using voice notes or emojis, I think it can help to start the foundation of being able to communicate. But being able to resolve conflict fully is where the real, true, you know, test comes in terms of the quality and level of your communication.
Well, you mentioned the word emoji. Let's talk about that. Are emojis useful in resolving these types of conflicts?
I think they can be. You know, on the one hand, an emoji can just be that little thing that kind of gets your guard down and says, okay, you know what, maybe I did overreact, so I get a little heart or a little kissy face or whatever from my partner, and you know what, things are okay, they're not as bad, and let's work through this. But on the other hand, we could also hide behind emojis. So in other words, send a smiley face instead of being truthful and honest about answering or what we're really feeling. So we just put a smiley face and hide behind that as if everything's okay when it's
not. Right. Men. Men do that. Look, I'm not picking on men specifically. Well, actually, of course I am, because we really would do anything. We would honestly give up a left arm in order to avoid these types of conversations in many cases.
You're right. And I think this is, you know, where men and women can learn from each other and work together in terms of communicating. And that if you communicate in a very calm way and you are open to hearing what the other person has to say and seeing things from their perspective, how do you then use that information going forward to be able to improve your relationship and your communication skills with each other?
It's actually interesting because I read a study that although emojis are very powerful and useful in WhatsApp conversations, they're viewed very badly in emails and in business communications. And often the person seen using emojis, it's not quite on the same subject, but I'm fascinated at your thoughts on your thoughts in this regard, is that often the people using emojis in an email will be perceived as being less competent. What's your thoughts on that?
So I think it depends on the nature of the relationship with the person that you are communicating with. So in most corporates, it's around, you know, business style, business format, and being professional and conducting yourself in a professional way, and emojis don't fit into that category. However, if you have a very good personal relationship with someone in the corporate space, you know, where you've developed a relationship over years, I think, you know, using an emoji here and there is not a bad thing. It's just a way of showing more of a connection with that person. But I think there's a time and place for it.
And I think your point is valid, is that it's got to be a person with whom you have a level of comfort. If you're sending it to somebody outside of your organization or somebody within your organization who you're not that familiar with, then it might be perceived as maybe being insincere and less professional. So I think the bottom line, if I understand you correctly, saying that WhatsApp conversations, WhatsApp conflict resolutions, including emojis, have their place. It can be used positively, but it really is only one aspect in terms of conflict resolution.
That's absolutely correct. It can help and it can assist, but at the same time, it can also be a tool to hide behind as well, and because it's safer to hide behind the screen than be completely honest with your partner and with yourself as well.
I.e. men. Paula Quincy, relationship expert, author of Embracing Conflict and Embracing No, talking about emojis and WhatsApp conversations. Thank you for joining us.